Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. On this day back in 1993, Conway Twitty died from an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Number one, 1958, with It's Only Make Believe. And this one, written by Conway Twitty as well. Hello, darling. Until 2000, he held the record for the most number one singles of any country act on the country charts. 45 number ones, not bad. Built a country music entertainment complex north of Nashville called Twitty City. Conway Twitty died on this day back in 1993. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We talked just a little bit last week about this, these petitions in Marshall regarding the Ford battery plant planned. Committee for Marshall, not the Megaside Group, collecting more than 800 signatures. Glenn Kowalski is here with us to talk a bit about that and where we stand. Glenn, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Sure, thanks. Thanks, Scott.
Yep, we've got a limited amount of time. Let's get people a chance to understand the picture of what's happening. For people who don't know, tell us a bit about what's planned for Marshall and what the status is of it at this very point.
As far as the petition drive is concerned?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, so starting on May 2nd, after the city council approved the rezoning, we started circulating petitions for a referendum on the rezoning, and we had about 40 petitioners circulating within the city of Marshall. And last Tuesday, we on the 30th, we turned in 815 signatures, of which 577 are required.
So briefly, what does Ford have planned? What does the zoning allow them to do? And why is it objectionable for you and perhaps some of these petition signers?
Yeah, so the rezoning was very specific, what's called I-3 industrial complex that was developed by the city specifically for this piece of property and specifically initially for the Ford project. And I think what's objectionable to most people is the location of this industrial complex along the Kalamazoo River. So right now the future map planning shows 3,000 acres of land that's always been agricultural. It's never been industrial. And so I think that's the primary objection, the damage to the land, the damage, potential damage to the river and watershed and groundwater.
And so if there are 577 of these signatures deemed valid, there will be an election held to determine if rezoning will be affirmed or reversed by Marshall voters. So voters would have a chance to weigh in across Marshall. If it is reversed, what are some potential next steps? Can they get around? Would they have to pick a new site overall? Could they rezone it slightly differently? What might happen next?
Yeah, well, so it would, you know, that's up to the city. I think the rezoning could not take place for 2 years. So, you know, they would go back, I presume, to its previous state of zoning, which would put the Ford site in jeopardy.
And then, you know, just speak for yourself. I don't want you to speak for 800 petition signers. Would there be another site in the community that would be acceptable for a plan like this? Is it the site itself that is not proper and right in your mind for a facility like this?
Yeah, I think it's the property is the concern. I think, you know, when you look at the broader community, you know, we have a Brown site that used to be an Eaton facility. It's not large enough to house the Ford complex as it's currently designed. So another site would have to be found. You know, Albion is not that far away, and Albion has huge acres of land that have, you know, been blighted by past industrial complexes. So that, you know, that could be a potential area. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think people are necessarily against the plant per se. I think it's more the location and the size in comparison to the, you know, the city itself. I mean, the complex would be, and this is going beyond Ford, this is the full industrial future site, would be, you know, 77% the size of the city. So it would be like another industrial city next to a small town. It's larger than the size of Mackinac Island. So, yeah, I think there could be other sites. I think one thing that people have to understand is that Marshall Township has lost a tremendous amount of farmland. We've lost to solar. We've lost to this site. And the concern in the community is that we're changing from, a rural agricultural, residential community to, an industrial complex. And that's very concerning to many residents, both in the city, of course, and in the township.
All right, Glenn Kowalski, we'll keep an eye on this. The Committee for Marshall, Not the Megasite, signatures submitted. And if they're deemed valid, that's the next step. Then an election held where the voters have a say on this, too. Glenn, thanks so much for jumping on this morning. Go ahead, quickly. Yep.
Yeah, just one last thing. You know, the rezoning is currently paused. As soon as we turned in the petitions, the rezoning is paused until it's deemed insufficient, and that would ultimately be by a court or 30 days after the referendum. So it is currently paused.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Glenn, thanks so much for jumping on with us this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
I'm sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling. Let me kiss you.